Hello, quarantiners. Fiona here, coming at you from Remy's room. Today is Friday, December 4th. Don't worry, I'm not hosting the show or anything. I'm just doing a little intro to remind you that Remy and Alex are on the other side of the gate. Not my idea. But they've sent me a recording, which I'm about to forward to the producers. So this is Fiona saying peace, love, and oboes. Take it away, Remy.
Thank you, Fee. Not that I heard what you said, but I'm sure it was awesome. Hey, quarantiners, it's Remy, and this is my first official broadcast from Rem's side of the gate. Alex and I are in her attic. Bless you.
Her dusty attic.
Oh, look, your basement door is so spotless.
It is, now that the gate sucked everything through.
And where do you think all the junk from down there ended up?
It's not their fault, Xander. In fact, it's mostly yours. You tricked Remy, which caused us to touch, which opened the gate, and...
Hey, it's the trophy box from our basement. Look, my fifth grade spelling bee award. I won on the word dimension, which, come to think of it, is really a coincidence.
Anyway, as you can probably hear, Rem and Xander are on the other side of the door. We're keeping away from each other. Learned our lesson the hard way on that one. So that's why Alex and I are staying up here in the attic, where it's safe.
Other than the interdimensional gate in the closet. Interdimensional. I-N-T-E-R-D-I-M.
Bless you.
Thanks.
I should mention that Rem and Xander have not told their parents that we're up here. Rem brings us food and we slip out to use the bathroom. Oh, looks like Fiona sent through the list of today's shoutouts. Let's get to him.
Sounds good.
Happy belated birthday to Karen from her sister Kathy. Happy 8th birthday to Connor and Ellie in Council Bluff, Iowa. And happy 12th to Emerson. Shout out to Carrie's, who just moved to Nashville, and her friend Eliza back in Seattle. Shout out to Emily and her dog Kaylee.
Shout out to Suneri, peace, love, and oboes. Hi to Reagan from Nevada. Hannah in North Carolina wants a shout out for her little sister Caroline, Whitley, Savannah, and herself.
Hey Caroline, and shout out to Ruby and her brothers Jake and David in Virginia. Hope your brother's arm is doing better. So, onto the reason we're here.
You mean it's not just a quarantine version of a vacation?
No, it's not a quarantine version. We're on a mission.
You love missions, don't you?
I do love a good mission. I feel like I should have a briefcase or sunglasses.
We'll work on it.
I'm just saying, when you're on a mission, it helps to get you in the spirit.
You know what else helps?
What?
Planning the mission.
We planned it!
No. You said, let's go through the gate to rescue Holiday. I said no. You said yes. I said fine. And now, here we are.
That's a plan. Ish.
Heavy on the ish.
Okay, well, why don't you come up with a plan then?
Or, we could come up with one together.
Can we help?
Of course you can help, Rem.
Except, how do we know that Xander is on our side?
I'm on your side. Well, technically, you're on our side.
You know what I mean. You were the one trying to get Holiday to come through the gate. You were working with your Uncle Gabriel. You promised she'd be safe. Only, turns out, he was working for Whittier Corp all along.
He didn't know, Alex. Tell him Xander told him you didn't know.
I knew.
What?
I knew, but I thought we could figure it out. I thought once she was over here...
What?
Let's just say, I wasn't expecting the helicopters.
So, now we're just supposed to trust you? After all the lies you've told?
I've kept you safe up here in the attic, right? I didn't tell Uncle Gabriel that you came through.
Maybe it's another trap.
It's not a trap. I'm trying to make things right.
You really believe him, Rem?
I do. I'm still really mad at him, but I believe him.
That's good enough for me.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
He's here.
Uncle Gabriel?
He just walked into the house?
Yep.
What does he want?
Just don't make any noise. We'll deal with him.
What do you think?
I think this is our chance.
To do what?
Look out the window, in the driveway.
Uncle Gabriel's van.
If we can get inside, maybe it'll take us to Holiday. All the holidays.
But how do we get down there without him seeing us?
Can you fit in this trophy box?
What?
Can you fit in the trophy box if we take out all the trophies?
I guess. Why are you opening the window?
Step into the box, please.
You open the back of the van.
Into the box.
Okay. Wait, why are you getting into a box? Are you serious? This is your plan for the mission?
I mean, there's no briefcase involved, but...
Are you sure you won't drop me?
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure?
Close the top and hold on to the sides, just in case.
Just in case what? Quarantiners, through the power of telekinesis, I am, now in a trophy box being lifted out of the window. Oh boy, and down into the back of the van. Oh, this is...
Sorry about the landing.
You did it. We're in Uncle Gabriel's van.
Told you I wouldn't drop you.
And now we're locked in. I guess we'll get this recording to Fiona when we get back. But Fee, producers... Whenever you're listening to this, now would be a very good place to end the episode for a cliffhanger. We're hiding in the back of the bad guy's van, hoping he'll take us to wherever he's keeping Holiday. Very dramatic. And a little scary. So until then, I'm Remy, and this is my life.
He's coming.
Shh.
It's Augustine. Headed back to the castle.
Interrupted.